Hillsborough County Administrator Pat Bean got a smackdown today at a county budget hearing regarding recent pay raises for some of her top assistants. It came as the commission met to try to find a way to cut $144 million from next year's budget. And it also came a day and a half after hundreds of citizens packed the county's chambers begging that certain services not be cut next year. Commissioner Kevin Beckner brought the issue up, which was first reported in today's St. Petersburg Times.
So let me state for the record that I am not questioning the performance of these individuals and the value that they bring to this organization. It's just, it's perception is reality. And right now, you know, we're cutting across the board, and the question in the public's minds, as well as my mind, is why now are we giving pay raises to some?
The story reported that six of Bean's top administrators were given raises as high as 17% this year, when many of those employees already earned over $150,000. Bean said it was because they went into new higher classifications, which automatically required pay raises.
I had some people who were maxed out in their current range. I asked them to take on an additional responsibility that was significant. There was no way I could tell that person that I was only going to give them that 2.25%. That would have been in violation of our policy to begin with.
Commissioner Al Higginbotham said he had not read the article this morning when he was verbally called out by some citizens about the pay raises.
One analogy was drawn and said, you guys, a commissioner, you look like these auto executives who flew in on your fancy jets to Washington to ask for more money. So, I mean, that was one of the things. And another one said, and I didn't know what they were talking about because I hadn't seen the article. And the other one said, Ms. Bean's lowest paid assistant makes more than the governor.
Commissioner Mark Sharp said flatly that nobody in the county should be getting a pay raise while the county sits with an over $100 million deficit going into 2010.
I think that we need to be very cautious in times when we are packing the rooms with individuals coming here and begging that we not let go an individual who's a coach. That when we ask people to take on more responsibilities, like I don't know if Commissioner White was going in that direction, but I think that we ask them to take on responsibilities, and we hope that they'll do it with the spirit with which it was requested, and not expect additional pay.
But Commissioner Jim Norman defended the salary pay hikes, specifically for Budget Director Eric Johnson and Debt Management Director Mike Merrill.
Why didn't you run for city council then? You know, I mean, there's a $40,000 difference in job there, folks. Commissioner White, why didn't you run there and stay there? I mean, there's a $40,000 difference deal there.
I didn't like it.
And I didn't want to watch. My point is every category in government, why aren't, you know, you governor? I mean, there's a different category of pay there.
Meanwhile, going back to the budget, Commissioner Norman declared before the meeting even began that he would not be in support of raising property taxes.
A sticker shock for me is there was a property tax increase into this budget.
Yes.
And whatever you do, wherever you go, this commissioner will not support any property tax increase. And that should be, the people are losing their homes, and whatever you do out there, this commissioner will not support any property tax increase.
County Administrator Pat Bean said that her presentation to the board regarding the budget did not come with a request for a property tax increase, but said that if the board wanted to pay for ELAP, the county's land acquisitions program, new revenues would have to be paid. New revenues would have to come from somewhere else.
If you issue ELAP bonds consistent with the vote of the people, that is what would drive the millage to an increase. And that's why we wanted you to know about that, so that you know you have options there. Either you can do that very modest increase that would come with some bond funding of ELAP, but if you want to avoid that, we need that direction, and I think it's very clear. We have it.
What Bean said the county had was a tax that has never been fully implemented. That is, a communication tax that the board has never fully taken advantage of.
You have the capacity to go another 1.5%? 1.22 is what you could raise. We would not recommend you go all the way to the maximum, but if you raise that by 1%, that would help us in resolving the issue. It is not a tax increase, it's a user fee increase. The fee is generated by all those people who use cell phones, as you know.
Commissioner Kevin Bechner said he certainly didn't want to raise taxes, but said the board should hear all the options on the table.
Again, at the end of the day, what we're going to have to decide is that are we going to give up services to our children, to our community? You know, what are we going to do? And then if we're not willing to give up those services, obviously revenues have to come from somewhere. But we just need to know what our options are. But